can't you see I'm holding out my hand? Oh, I just wanna be your friend. I just wanna be your friend. You know sometimes I'm often lonely too. Oh, I just wanna be your friend. I just wanna be your friend. I've been searching for a friend like you. So it's hard to be the one you like to be. There are times when you just need some company. When that situation's getting out of hand, you can reach for me, you know I'll understand. Oh, I just wanna be your friend. Just wanna be your friend. Just sometimes I'm often lonely too. Oh, I just wanna be your friend. Just wanna be your friend. I've been searching for a friend like you. Everybody needs someone. It'll always be that way. One thing more than I would like to say.
That my heart's in the right place,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a ticket on some mouthwash because you got halitosis.
Hey, oh, that's my beer.
I'm going to raise you $1 in food stamps.
Hey, everybody's dog.
Haley's car wash on Plank Road.
I forget Haley? About going down there.
Oh, man, they want management of labor.
I like to call the hurry-up squad because I've got a good hand here. And nobody's... I don't want just a dog thing. I'm not... Nobody wants... I got... I don't want a dog.
Hey, who the hell put that in?
Dog, yes, the hell I don't have. I got two dogs.
You got two dogs? Yes. Why don't you bring them down and we can barbecue them?
I'll do that. You can eat them.
Well, you're lucky you didn't say you had a kitty.
I had a
So, well, if you got some Alpo coupons, put them in there. Now, that's some good food, pure horse meat.
You got to
not shrivel up in the skillet when you cook it.
Yeah,
then you can spread it on your bread.
Horse meat.
Are we going to play this game or aren't we? What have you got?
I got it straight. Just about. I almost got it straight.
Let's get you straight.
Well, I got pair of seven.
Yeah, you can take this.
What can I get?
You can get lost, Clifford.
I'll take that. Get lost.
Jack.
How about some 101, little man?
All right, with me, big man.
Get the feel of the ball. Now bounce.
Jack.
Let me have it. Come on, come on. Can't you play the game? Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Are you going to do that every time I shoot?
Jack.
Oh.
Jack, your old army buddy came to my office today. It was very embarrassing. He's going to auction off the house.
What?
He's going to auction off the house.
No, they can't auction off the house. My parents gave me this house.
No, your parents gave you the mortgage.
No, listen to me, Clifford. You know this is my house.
But we haven't made a payment in 6 months,
That's
Jack.
Because I haven't finished the book. And when I finish my book, the publisher will give me money. And then I'll make the payments on
Jack,
it.
Jack, would you stop about the book?
I'm a writer. Angela, you know I'm a writer.
Yes, darling. You are a writer.
I'm
a very good writer.
I am a writer, right?
Yes, yeah. He's a writer.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Stanley.
You in the back. Will you get registered at the desk if you want to take the class, huh?
No, I want to see my friend before he goes to the work at the bank.
Jack, get out of here.
What are you upsetting Angela for? Tell her that you're going to sell my house. You're not going to sell my house, right? Hey!
Jack, the house belongs to the bank. They let you come up with a quick 10 grand. Now, I'll try to keep them from taking your house. But I can't do anything if you don't have a job. So get a job and get out, Jack.
I have a job. Writing a book is a job.
Writing a book is a cop-out, Jack. Now, get a job, a paid job, will convince them of your sincerity and your good earnest intentions. Now, if you get a job, don't touch me, Jack.
Don't
I'm
contact. We'll lose our license.
I'm not. This was a
mistake.
Jack, get out of here, will you? You're disrupting the cab, Jack.
Just get out.
Jack, get a
I'm going in here for a job.
No, no. What you think we're in line for?
Waiting on the bus.
No, no. The job. Look here, I'll tell you what to do. Just a little...
Oh, you waiting on the job?
Yeah, get your little ragged bicycle. Put your leg over there. Okay? As you go. If you can't find it, come back up to the front again. Watch the cars.
Ready for what?
Black experience. You ready? Take it in, Miss Fancy.
Miss Jackie Brown? Is there no Miss Jackie Brown?
Miss Jackie Brown, that's me.
Miss Jackie Brown.
Yep,
Wait, not you.
I got it.
We need a part-time woman.
If I can be a part-time woman, I'm a part-time woman.
Jackie Brown. Man, no jive. This is, that's good. That's very good. You're what we call overqualified, Mr. Brown. We're looking for a woman to do a little part-time cleaning, and you're obviously a journalist. You should go see the people in Mr. Bates' newspaper.
The Bugle. They're not hiring any blacks.
Is this a protest? Or, you're not going to start one of those sit-in or anything, are you?
I just want a job.
Oh, here's your Phi Beta. I'm sorry.
I can do anything a woman can do. Almost.
No. Answer's no. No now, no tomorrow, no next week, no next month, no next year.
You know what I like about this outfit, Mr. Morehouse? It's open-mindedness.
I think you're troubled, Mr. Brown. Mr. Bates does not want any trouble. Thank you for coming in. Your mouth secretary will give you a parking validation.
No trouble. I'm not trouble. My girlfriend, she's trouble.
She's foxy. What kind of trouble could she be?
Oh, she's a legal staff for the local clan lodge. She's very litigious.
Litigious. That's that means she sues people.
Like in court.
Oh, why don't you just sit down here? You don't want this job. No, I'm going to be truthful with you. See, you'd have to come in 2 days at noon on Tuesdays and Fridays in order to help serve a staff luncheon.
I worked my way through college waiting on table.
But then you have to come in every weeknight for 3 hours and clean around the women's place. And the compensation is... Is that bad out there?
Worse.
How attached are you to that beard?
I'm not going to back and with my beard, Mr. Morehouse. I'm not in sixties. This is eight.
You see, we're all part of Mr. Bates' family here, and none of us have beards.
I will not be denied, Sidney.
Whoever you want, she's busy. Come back about 3 o'clock.
I'm looking for Miss Ruby D. Simpson.
So that's me. What you want with me?
I'm the new cleaning lady.
Lord have mercy, Morehouse done flipped his wig.
Well, ma'am, I'm a new cleaner lady.
Come on, honey. Walk this way.
Oh, he's going to want to see all of that. So, you know what your job is?
Of course, you want to be ready, right?
Chicken, Mr. Morehouse?
Please do something. Get some trousers on real quick for Mr. Bates, Stacey, okay?
Okay, Bilba.
Hello, you are.
Mr. U.S. Phone.
No calls. Time is money.
It's your son.
Oh. Excuse me.
Time is money.
Hello, Eric. How was the flight? Good. Good. I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a wonderful week. And anything you want. Anything. Absolutely. Okay, son. I'll see
No, there's other people gotta eat.
Let him have a seat. He wants to eat.
Me, U.S.?
He wants to talk to you. Go on down there.
Cover your lip.
No, sir.
Hmm?
Cover your lip.
Sorry, Mr. Bates.
Very strong for a little lady. And you have a lot of hair on your lip. We don't like our waitresses to have hairy lips.
You see, I noticed.
Tell you what. shave. You're fired.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bates.
Says I'm sexy and he loves
chicken. Hey! Let me go. I'm so good. How did people? Right on. Later, boy.
Young man, shall I wait?
Give me a hand. All right, somebody give me a hand. Let's see. Hand, foot, ball.
Why do I have to stay with this? I'm a county. Keep going to see this
person. You got to win this one.
All right. We had 6 seconds, or we don't win the Super Bowl. And I didn't come this far, goddammit, to lose the Super Bowl, okay?
He's fired. Isn't he fired? Didn't you fire him?
I didn't fire him. I'm a county. You're the one who's fired. Get out of here now.
Go deep. Swing left. On blue.
Okay? On 6. On 3. On 2. So be ready. Somebody get my 2 sack. Okay. 36. 44. On blue. Hot, hot, hot. 2 points. I'm okay, me. 26, 32.
Why does it always have to be my toy department? Why can't the kid grow up, get interested in stereo?
I hope he gets interested in something we don't even sell.
We sell everything.
Don't know my own strength.
Doesn't work, that's why. It works! Oh, what a wheel! Stop! I admit it, it works! Okay, stop, Wonder Wheel! Nice Wonder Wheel! Stop the Wonder Wheel! Help! Wonder Wheel! I'm the Wonder Wheel champion of the world!
America, Wonder Wheel! The best one!
The best? Oh, Wonder Wheel. No, Wonder Wheel. Come on, Wonder Wheel. Don't you care? We've been through too much together, Wonder Wheel! Come on!
Come on, Wonder Wheel!
Come on, you can do it, Wonder Wheel! I don't want to go through life being a Wonder Wheel mother!
Come on, I want you to play with kids.
Come on, Wonder Wheel, you haven't even been to the zoo! Wonder Wheel, you never even touched water. Come on, Wonder Wheel. Don't you hurt. Wonder Wheel, don't you hurt. Please, Wonder Wheel.
Wonder Wheel,
the
champion of the world.
I know what I want.
He likes the Wonder Wheel. Let's blow it up right away.
The glass man. Yeah.
He wants one in black, all right? Let's
get it.
The black man.
He wants the black man.
No, Eric. No, not today. Not now. Not never.
Yes.
He's not a toy.
He's trouble. You see the mustache? I asked him to shave that.
That's right.
Mr. Morehouse, I really don't care.
He is one of our cleaning people, Eric.
I want him.
He's not for sale.
Why not?
Because he's a person.
Daddy said anything I wanted, anything in the store.
You can't buy a human being, Eric.
Well, why not?
Because...
It's law, isn't it? Yes.
Mr. Morehouse, doesn't my daddy make the laws?
Now. It's your apartment.
Yes.
Good choice, Eric. A wonderful time.
Very good.
Tim O'Brien, toys.
Jack Brown, Wendell.
Hey, you remember me?
I'm fine, right?
No. Look, you see that kid over there?
Yeah.
Well, he is the son of our
boss.
Right. Right. Phi Beta.
I see the resemblance,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Well, he'd like to take you home with him.
He was...
What? It's just kind of a put-on.
What is it?
No.
Nuts, right?
No.
What are we talking about, gentlemen?
Well, he's just used to getting his own way.
Yes.
You guys are serious.
Yeah. Don't die. You want me to go home with him? If he wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, look, I just don't want him throwing a tantrum in my department.
Oh, nowhere in the store. He can do a lot of damage.
Oh, he can. I don't care if he throws up. I'm not going anywhere.
No, sir.
No, not me. No. No now. No tomorrow. No next week. I'm not. No. No.
Yes. As you say, you know.
No.
I think we're going to have to butter your bread.
Oh, and you. No.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Oh, you can't. Oh, I can't be boss. No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, this got settled in the Civil War.
No, you can't have slaves.
No.
No. We're not trying to buy you.
Oh, no.
We just want to rent you for a little while.
There you go.
What is your hourly rent?
I don't have. No. No.
By the hour.
No. No. Now, I don't have to stay long.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. He just...
And you'll give a decent barrel to Wonder Wheel.
Oh, yes.
That's my friend.
Yes.
This is white.
Well.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's a little light here. Light.
Okay.
Thank you. A little light on the
phone. Yes, okay. Fine.
Hi, very pleased to meet you and your sister.
No.
What?
This is Eric.
Ah!
Eric, the gentleman would be delighted. His name is Jack Brown. Jack, Master Bates.
Wrap him up.
Wrap who up? Hey, Jack, wrap what? I don't get wrapped.
Oh,
no, sir, I can be bought, but I can't be wrapped unless you have ribbon or something.
No. We're not a large box.
Why?
Elbows up the table. Sit up, Eric. Now, Eric, our stomachs digest our food a lot better if we eat some vegetables, some starch, and some meat. In that order. Not all the vegetables at one time.
I hate liver.
I understand nothing but German.
I hate German.
Well, Eric, it certainly is a pleasure to have you. Now, what do you want to do first? Six Flags, Delta Queen, New Orleans. You know, I have a new helicopter. How's school? How's your math? How are the boys? Eric?
Does Fancy have to come to Six Flags with us?
Certainly not. Do you want Bartley to take it?
I want you to take me.
Eric, I got a surprise for you. Your presents arrived.
Not until you finish your pursuit in the liver. Now, just a minute, here.
Boys will be boys. God bless him.
Not until you finish your liver.
No, get me a hammer.
If you don't come and finish your dinner this instant, you will not open that until tomorrow.
Are you crazy?
What's going on in here?
She won't help me open my present. She won't give me a hammer.
What the hell is that?
Help!
Oof.
Help!
You said I could have anything in the store.
Help, please. I need air.
Shatsy, get a hammer.
Could I have some air?
Who are you?
I'm the new part-time cleaning lady, sir, at the store.
What are you doing in there?
Your son came along and asked them to wrap me up, which they did, in a box. This box.
I hope you have a good explanation for this.
You said anything in the store. Well, he was in the store. I get to open it. My present.
What? Hurry! Please hurry!
Didn't I tell you to shave?
Sorry!
Sir!
Sorry, sir.
I mean, come here.
No way!
Now, wait a minute. Let's not be too hasty. I'll pay you on an hourly basis.
Sir?
All right, I'll pay you on an hourly basis, sir.
No way!
Well, what sort of a position are you looking for?
Slaves that I'm to press.
I'm serious.
I am too, Mr. Bates. I'm a journalist. And for 18 months, I've been trying to get a job on your newspaper. And only black people you hire do windows, my floors, or kiss ass. I don't like it. I tried it. Believe me, I have dignity. You take those damn firecrackers and...
Wait a minute, what's your name?
Brown, Jack Brown.
Look, Brown, I only have the boy for 1 week a year.
Well, you ought to get better lawyers. You shouldn't have to have him that long.
It just so happens that I love him.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
But he wants you to stay.
No, he doesn't. He wants to see if you can make me stay. He's a manipulative little bastard. It's a power play.
You know, if you were a little less hysterical, you might suggest that I pay you what I pay my reporters for a week. $400.
For babysitting?
Step in my office. Isn't that a magnificent arrangement, Domino's?
Ah, yes, sir. It's really something.
It took me over a month to set that up.
A month? Wow.
It's rewarding. Now, have a seat. You know, Mr. Brown, I'm a man that gets what he wants by patience. Some people exercise their tibias, their fibias. I exercise my patience. Patience.
A hole.
Just bite the end off. And spit it in your hand. Eric's not a bad boy. High-spirited. I like that. I like him. You'll like him.
I'm crazy about him already.
I want him to understand that money means never having to say you're sorry.
I think that's about the only thing that the kid does understand, Mr. Bates.
It's not an ashtray, you asshole. That's an ashtray.
Okay. Ashtray. Well, what you're offering me is not a job, sir. It's an insult, and I'm insulted. And I'm splitting.
All right. What do you need?
I need $10,000.
You're not a newspaper man. You're a crook.
Well, you asked me what I needed, Mr. Bates. You didn't ask me what I'd settle for.
That's what I meant, of course.
Well, let's start at $1,000. We'll work our way up from there.
$1,000 is highway robbery.
Mr. Bates, I'd settle for $400 and a job on the Bugle.
There isn't any job on the paper.
$1,500.
That's a deal.
$2,000.
Now, wait a minute. We had a deal.
A 2-5.
All right, 2-5. But for that kind of money, if Eric blows his nose, you wipe it.
3,000.
2-5.
2-7.
2-5 is my top.
$3,000.
I wonder if Eric knows what kind of a bastard he's getting.
I may be a bastard, Mr. Bates, but I think... Hey.
I'm going to kick you.
Mr. Bates, 2-5 is fine. 2-5 is real ale.
Are you at the store? Well, where are you? At U.S. Bates' house. The U.S. Bates' house. Clifford, would you hold it down?
I'm working for U.S. Bates.
I'm working for
you. I am. I'm working for U.S. Bates. Not on the paper, no.
A toy?
I'm U.S. Bates' toy. No, I'm not.
Come
no.
On. Let's play. Get off the
phone. No, no, he's not playing with me. He plays with his wife, but I'm his son's toy, Eric. He's got a son, and he hired me to be... Oh, he's one of the nicest kids I've ever met.
Come on,
I mean, he's really... He's wonderful. Ask me how much I'm making.
Get off the phone.
Ask me. Just ask.
$25.
A week.
Get off the phone.
Yes.
Say goodbye. Get off the phone. Come on.
No, but I'm telling you, he's a wonderful... He's just wonderful. Yes.
Come on, you're being paid to play. Not just throwing
minute.
Up the phone.
How old are you?
A 9.
You want to live to be 10?
Do you?
Fancy.
Maybe I'm done, you are.
I've got to talk to you, Fancy.
But I'm busy.
What I have to tell you is important.
What am I supposed to do?
How do you turn off this goddamn machine?
Oh, shoot it. I'm not good like that.
Something to tell you.
Is it about the party? Everything's arranged. It's going to be beautiful.
It's about Eric.
Oh, God. Has it been a year already? I forgot it was his week. What I have to do with him, take him to Six Flags?
He bought a black man.
I wasn't aware that we sold them.
I just wanted you to know so that you wouldn't be frightened if you saw him walking around the house.
There's a real live black man here in this house?
It's only for a week.
But why?
To play with, he says. To aggravate you and me, I say.
Heaven forbid you just tell him no, U.S.
That's U.S. Not U.S.
Well, I'm just going to take a shower. U.S. Look out!
Why don't we?
My bedroom over here.
What?
Zeus!
I'm Swiss. I don't know. Oh, Eric!
This is fun,
Jack.
This is fun.
Ah, look out!
That's for leave the kid alone.
Here's a hat. Now put it on. Let's go. Give him a ticket. Let's go. Put it on. I'm Eric Bates. I want you.
don't know what's going on here. What do you mean, give me a ticket?
Is everybody around this house like this? I mean, this normal? Just go on every day?
Get out and talk to each other.
He's clean.
I'm clean, yes. Thank you very much. Well, that's more than the floor is, isn't it? And do you know what was on that floor?
No.
Your dinner.
That was my dinner? That was my dinner, Shirley Temple.
No, I don't care. Get in.
You don't... You got a license to drive a car down the step?
I don't need one. I'm Eric Bates.
You better learn the hard way, that is. Now, come on, get up.
I'm Eric Bates. You have free service.
Is there a jail around here?
You got a
jail?
Yeah.
Let me go.
First
you
on the list.
I'm Eric Bates. You put me down. You are free.
Well, say, congratulations.
Well, you can pick me a cheeseburger or something.
What the hell's going on here, Barkley?
Didn't hear anything, did you?
Well, what's going on?
Carl, driving down the steps. You know, he drove me through the hallway. There was... I don't want this job. I don't. I'm going to lose it anyway, so I don't want it.
Calm down. What's going on?
It's my fault, sir.
It was my fault, sir.
No, sir, it's my fault.
It isn't his fault.
It's really mine.
No, Jack, Dave, we were just playing. Right, Jack?
Yeah, we were just playing. Playing a game.
Yeah, just playing, Daddy. Come on, Jack. Let's go play some more of these games. Come on, Jack.
Get this mess cleaned up.
Yes, thank
There's
you.
A party about to happen.
Eric, why'd you stick up for me? Why'd you defend me?
I want you to stay.
Why? Does it mean anything to you that I don't want to stay?
If you're paid enough, you'll stay.
That wasn't a question, Eric.
Look, Daddy's giving you a lot of money.
Your daddy giving me a lot of money has no significance here. You understand? I am talking about I have pets, I have friends, I got 16 plants, and my lady...
Your old lady won't mind.
My old lady? No, not my old lady. My lady.
Here, put this on.
What is this, a costume? This is a short costume for a short person. I need something that fits.
Well, I bought some costumes for Barkley. Maybe they fit you.
Maybe they'll fit me.
Come on, let's go play a game.
Come on, let's go play a game.
Come on, let's go play a game.
Have something, Barkley.
You found one. Keep your hands up and protect yourself at all times.
Watch the robot. This is better than Disneyland. You know that?
Round one, keep your hands up, protect yourself at all times. Keep your hands up, protect yourself at all times.
Come on, get up. You all right? Come on, let's play the game.
Foul.
This game, the air hockey game. Come on, you ready? Now who's going to win? I am, right? Okay.
You're not going to win this.
If you win, you can go home with your pay.
For the week?
Sure.
Well, no. You going to give me $2,500 for a couple of hours?
Sure, why not?
What's Money Bucks going to think of that?
Look, I can deal with my daddy.
You can't deal with me on this, because I used to be very good at it.
Well, I'm pretty good. Let's say every goal I get, you have to stay another year.
For every goal you get? Okay, bet.
That's 1 year.
I wasn't ready.
I don't care.
Come on,
I get
get your meat.
That's 1 year.
Well, you can't...
Two years.
I'm not ready. I wasn't ready for any of them.
Listen to me. I'm the king of ghetto hockey. You ain't going to beat me.
Watch it. Trigger. 1 year. That's one. Come on back here. The game's not over.
I'm not playing.
You're not playing? Are you going to quit because I was winning? You hate to lose.
I just don't feel like playing anymore, that's all.
What if I tell your father?
He doesn't care.
Wait a minute. Your father doesn't care that his son is a quitter?
He doesn't care what I am, as long as I stay out of his way.
Eric, my my little dove. It's bath time.
I'm busy.
Come on now. The water is ready and mop Schnell.
No.
Hello, Mr. Brown. Eric, now, this minute.
Well, those are my toys.
Now, that's a good boy. Now, you want your submarine?
No, Jack.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to tell your father.
Does everybody around here say that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
Not for you.
You can take a bath in my room. I'll wash you real nice.
Meet you in your room, right? Excuse me.
Okay.
Wow. Well, what are you doing?
This is in... Are you kidding me?
Mr. Brown.
I want to put it in a pool, but Daddy said it might be dangerous.
I mean, it's great, man. Look at
don't you. Touch that Mr. Bates collection, and I'm in charge of it. Now, Eric, you get in the tub, and you, out. Out.
Yes, get in.
Eric, you're too late to bathe with another naked man.
Right,
you know,
you shouldn't bathe with a naked man.
But
I busted you!
Here we go! Oh my God!
Came from the top, starring Eric Bates. I'll get.
I like you, Jack.
Oh no, you don't!
No, don't tell me. Let me guess. You're the new second floor sprinkler system.
No, ma'am. Mrs. Bates, I'm Jack Brown. And I'm sorry I'm messing up your carpet.
I wouldn't think this sort of thing would tickle a grown man.
Amazing. What people will do for money, it's amazing.
Suburban.
Barkley!
Suburban, my lord.
Thank you, my lord.
Maybe we ought to run a little party in the center.
I always thought that they conducted their proms in a very excellent manner. And it used to be my pleasure to buy the uniforms for the band. And each year we'd have a different color, sometimes several colors.
You know why they're having a party downstairs, do you, fellas? Because it's goodbye for you guys. Oh, yeah. It's called a wrap party. This is all for you guys. It's over. Because they're not going to sell you anymore. They got a new toy to sell now. Called the Jack Brown. Me. The wind-up asshole. Yes, that's me. I'm taking over all the stores of America next Christmas. That's right. All the kids will be hollering for me. They won't want no teddy bears like you. No, they won't want. And they won't want no sad pandas. And no camels. And no tigers and leopards and lions and dumb rabbits and orangutans. You understand me? The kids will want a Jack Brown wind-up.
Mommy, I want a Jack Brown wind-up. Susie has one. And her can play basketball. Yes. And Otto has one and can drive a Cadillac. And he's real cute, too. And I want to pinch his nose.
Done to myself. I sold out the Morehouse, you know. Yeah. My life is over. I'm going to end up in this room with all you toys the rest of my life.
What the hell is that?
Jesus! What? Why? You think that's funny, do you?
Well, what do you think of this? Goodbye! I want my clothes!
Goodbye!
I want
my clothes!
I want my clothes!
I want
my clothes!
Hello?
Not kidding!
I want my clothes! Not kidding!
Hello?
Hello?
You!
Hi.
I want my clothes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
I want
down
my clothes.
For a
no,
minute.
Listen to me.
Listen,
I want
Mr.
my
Brown.
Clothes.
They're in the dryer.
I know.
And they're
can
all
I...
wet. Now, tell me something.
What?
Are you brown all over?
Crawler.
Oh,
what?
Mr. Brown.
Wait.
You can talk dirty if you like.
You can even call me.
I'll jump on top of you. Oh, how disgusting for him to force himself into my room. Go to bed, sister. Jack.
What?
Where are you going?
Oh.
Why?
You back down, kid? Jesus.
Well, I'd be full of surprises.
I was looking for the laundry room floor and got the clothes. I just got to get out of here.
The laundry room.
Laundry room, yes.
Oh, yes, the laundry room. Why don't you just follow me, Mr. Brown?
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? I just wanted you all to see what U.S. bought his bar today. It doesn't even need batteries. Isn't that sweet? I'm hoping it'll start a trend, do something about the awful unemployment situation. So now, if any of you are that one of them for your children, I believe we'd take an order.
Can I talk to you, Mr. Bates?
Can't you take a joke?
What's going on? I didn't think
that was remotely amusing. Did you?
No, sir, not remotely amusing.
You're mucking my arm, sugar.
I thought 3 weeks in New Orleans with that same shrink would be enough. Now you got to spend some quiet time at that hospital in Colorado.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was just bragging on you. You selected me to brag on you. Get loose of me.
Wait a minute. Isn't somebody going to deal with what happened to me? Your wife embarrassed me.
So what? You're getting paid good money, and it's past your bedtime. Put your toy away and go to sleep. You come with me.
You can't pay me enough money.
You're not again tonight. You're going to get yours.
Jack, you can't leave.
I can't.
In your pajamas?
The thrower ain't got my clothes.
We won't get you money.
Money? Money? You're not hearing me, are you? I was embarrassed and humiliated.
Well, you acted like money was the most important thing a while back.
I was wrong!
Was I bad?
Were you bad? What you were gave a new meaning to the word bad.
Jack, stop! Don't go out that door. There's 8 million parking people out front. And they'll laugh.
Jesus.
Stop that door.
You sure? Listen to me. You were something else, man. You never cease to amaze me. Every time I think you're a rotten little kid, you do something real nice. Hey, thanks, pal. Take it easy.
So long.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go wrong with my party.
Probably a little short-circuited wire or something.
Wait, what are you doing?
Negro, Granny, probably on drugs.
I bet he got out of the room. Oh, my car.
Well, Rasputin, what's next?
I want to go back to school.
For the end of the spring vacation.
Tonight.
This is my week.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't let me.
What's wrong? What happened? Are you disappointed because I didn't drown down in that dining room?
It's always my fault. Well, it wasn't my fault. It was Fancy. She had to take him downstairs in front of everybody and get him embarrassed. Now he's done it. He won't come back no matter how much you pay him. And I don't want to stay here because I don't have anyone to play with anymore. No, Daddy, I want him back. Don't you bring me all on Jack back. Please, Daddy, please get me Jack back. Please.
For the pajamas.
Just a minute!
No.
Please,
no, the answer's no. The kid needs a shrink.
Oh.
He doesn't need me.
I agree with you.
No.
Mr. Brown, I take a little something so I can sleep, and tonight I took two.
Mr. Moore?
And he told me that if I do, I either do what he wants, or I can look for another job. Please, just open this envelope. If you just look at it, I'd like
to... Mr. Moore, no.
Ah, please.
No, Mr. Moore. Let me say something to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the compensation. The answer is no.
Can I say something to you? I admire your moral fiber.
$10,000!
Oh! $10,000? Is this for a week or the rest of my life?
He only has kid for a week.
$10,000?
Now we can buy the house.
$10,000. Come on in, Mr. Morris. We're going to discuss moral fiber.
Come in, Mr. Morris.
Maybe you'd like to take a nap.
I'd love. Could I?
Me and my wife are about to make love. You can join in.
Oh, no. No.
Scrub my bath.
I will draw a bath.
Oh, get the bath water ready.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 10 years.
10 years? Who needs it then?
To go to bed last night.
Yeah, I went to bed. Is this for Jack?
Yes, this is his breakfast.
Two, one, two. Come in!
Breakfast. May I come in? Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. Good. Nice. Good. Wonderful. Food.
Be better than the dinner I gave you on the floor the other night.
Oh, this is great.
How do you think that's best?
I think it's
where good. Would you like it? Where would you like it? Near the window.
Anybody seen the little monster this morning?
Little monster. Do you want me to find him?
He's a pain in the derriere, I can tell you that.
Yes. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bring to have my breakfast.
What the? I've had it with you.
Hey,
this is it. This is it. No No.
I'm coming down.
What the hell is this?
What
is this?
Let me go. Don't spank me, Jack. Please, don't. No. What's wrong?
What's wrong? What the hell did you pick me for?
You made me laugh. Wanted a friend who made me laugh.
Of all the things in the store, you wanted a friend. If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend. You earn a friend, you know, with love and trust. I mean, you don't have fart pillows, and you don't throw firecrackers at them, and you don't have stuff dumping on their head. You don't throw their food on the floor, Eric. I mean, I thought I had enough of your routine. You love a friend, you know? You earn a friend.
Come see my train.
Hey, didn't you listen to me? You don't order your friends around. If you have a friend, you ask your friend.
Sorry. Would you like to come see my train, friend?
No. I'm going to kill you.
I love you, Jack.
We got four more days. What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Play?
Play what? Why don't we do something interesting?
Watch this.
I know what. We'll start a newspaper. You can be a reporter.
Boring.
Come on, man. Listen, I'll be the editor, and you be the reporter. I'll call you Scoop.
Scoop?
Yeah, you can take pictures with your camera, man. You got a Kodak you haven't even taken out of the box.
Nah.
Nah? Heaven forbid you might learn something. Like something useful, right?
Boring.
Boring? Are you kidding me? All this is not boring. All this garbage? Look around, man. You kidding me? I mean, all these people kissing your ass isn't boring.
Hey, Jack, I have an idea. Want to go fishing?
For fish?
It used to be we had all the hoi polloi from town here in the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were swimming, picnicking, leaving their beer cans all over the place. And Daddy got a whole bunch of piranhas. What? You know, the first time they were here, a cow went in there. Hold on. Somebody's cow got eaten in there.
I gotta pull my boots up real high, you know.
What do you mean?
Because the bullshit is getting thick. There's no piranha in there.
I'm not kidding you. There are piranha in there.
Piranha? South America can't live here.
I'm not going in there, Jack. There are piranha in there.
I will go in there because I... You put a whoopee cushion under me. No, you throw stuff over me. There's nothing here. What? No piranha!
Jack, I'm not kidding you. There are piranha in there.
There are no piranha!
Come on, get out!
Damn you!
Get out!
You see the blood?
Get out! Get out!
Oh!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Come on! You don't believe me, you see? Get out!
Oh!
You didn't believe me, right?
Jake! I'll never doubt your words again! The murderers!
Shut up!
What?
Hold the noise down.
What the hell is that? There's some more house.
Oh. Harry, I came out here to do a little fishing this afternoon because I had a difficult morning.
You had a difficult morning?
I had to let Mr. Geffren, head of accounting, goes.
Why?
He's pushy, Eric. He insisted on shaking hands with your father.
So what?
He has very sweaty hands. Very sweaty hands. Your father said, get rid of him.
My father fired a man because he has sweaty hands?
No, he made me do it. Good man. Father and husband.
Mr. Morehouse, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I got good luck, Miss Lawrence.
You know, we could tell. We could get even.
Who are we going to tell, God? We're going to say, hey, God, life's unfair! You know what we're going to say? Tough titty!
Oh, in our newspaper.
We're not doing a newspaper, remember?
Yeah. We can interview Fancy, Barkley, and everybody.
They wouldn't tell us Dooley Squad about your dad. They work for him.
You can make them talk.
Ah.
Didn't you see all the president's men? Reporters make people talk, if they're any good.
And you told me you were good, Jack, so I believe you, and we're going to start a newspaper today.
Let's shove off.
Yeah.
I want to be the editor. I want to call you Scoop.
Shut up before I let you go.
Don't let go.
Come on. You see, you don't know anything about running a newspaper, and I just got that scoop.
Quit calling me Scoop.
Just because your father owns a newspaper doesn't mean that you can run one, put one out, does it?
I hate typing. Since you're calling me Scoop, I think I want to be the editor. Yeah.
You're doing it by yourself, champ.
Yeah.
You are?
I'm doing it myself! I'm doing it myself!
Keep your head up.
I'm doing it myself!
Come on.
Jack! Jack, I'm going to fall.
I got you! One, two, three, and go! I was wrong! This guy, go!
You're nuts, but I love you.
Eric! Come on, Scoop! Get up! Time to go to work!
Come on, Scoop!
Hey, wait, Scoop! Just a minute, my friend. I'm going to take your picture for the paper. Okay. All right. Say cheese.
Cheese. Oh, Jack, I'm going to get you with this. Oh, you're in for it.
Could you get these in a 40 long?
Come on, Jack. I'll race you for
a pair.
Be careful, it's hot.
Race you up to the top of the hill.
Okay.
First one up is the rotten egg.
If my father's rotten, doesn't it mean I'm going to be rotten too?
Probably.
What if I don't want to be?
Well, you can't do much about that, man. You're hopelessly locked into that. You can't avert it. Hopelessly.
You're hopeless, too. I don't mind. What's Angela like?
What's Angela like? Is this part of the same conversation? I thought we were talking about your father.
Well, what's she like?
She's like America. I mean, she loves to fight, a good fight. I mean, she loves to take on chemical companies like that. I mean, stuff that pollutes the world. And she loves the underdog. And she loves to be filled with righteous indignation. She's pretty wonderful. She's probably what your father would call a pinko.
Do you mate a lot?
What? Animals mate.
Well, you know, go to bed, make it.
That's none of your damn business.
What's it like?
Jesus, doesn't anybody talk to you like your father?
What do you do with your, thing.
What do you do with your... Is this a hypothetical question or is there a lady involved? Somebody go to your school?
I have boys in my school, dummy.
What's her name?
Megan.
Megan. You like her?
Yeah, she goes to St. Mary's. They have stupid parties with them all the time.
You know what you do the next time you have a stupid party? You go up to her very gently. You take her by the hand, gently, you know. You kind of pull her to you, and you jump on the bone.
Oh, come on, Jack!
Wait a minute, you serious? No kidding around?
No.
Oh, no, why don't you call her up? Take her out, play bingo or something. You know, buy her a puppy, get her some ice cream, play tiddlywinks.
Well, you're asking for it again.
Aren't you sure how much money you got? Tell her you're from the Bates Millionaire Club.
Why won't anybody tell me?
Hey, I was just kidding, man. Listen, you gotta be nice to her. I'm gonna tell her how you really feel, you know? Take a chance. Stop being so tough. They don't like this. This woman really likes it when you're sincere. They respond, too. She'll look in your face, check out your eyes. I bet she'd really like you if you showed her what you were made of. You know what I mean? Don't worry about your thing. Keep that in your pants for a while. You've got plenty of time for that. It's the surest end of your heart. Show her what you're made of. You're made of a lot, you know.
Yeah, but the guy at school say if you don't make it with a girl a week, you'll go nuts.
They're nuts. Don't you know that? Don't you know that physical love is the easy part? The hard part is loving somebody with your heart. That's the hard part.
Yeah, but I love her with my heart.
Well, do you ever tell her that? Do you ever tell her, I love you with all of my heart?
But I'm definitely going to tell her that I love her with all my heart.
And then you're going to jump on a rose? You're going to jump on a rose? Are you going to jump on a rose?
Thank you.
Mr. Bates, Eric and I are going to start a newspaper tomorrow.
I just love educational toys.
I'm going to show Eric how to do an interview and to put the interview into newspaper form. Use his camera to take pictures. He has a photocopier in his room. I just think it's a shame to waste all that equipment.
Wonderful. Splendid.
Mr. Bates, I was wondering if you could tell us how you and your wife met.
And I sort of do a practice run on you for an interview.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to practice on someone else.
Hey.
That's just for your son, sir.
It's not like everybody doesn't know already.
Around here. But the boy...
Are you ashamed of me?
Fancy.
Oh, it's just the sweetest story. I love it. It's exactly like Cinderella.
Well, off the record, you give me your word?
Yes, sir, absolutely, off the record.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, U.S. was on his way home from Colorado from visiting Numero 2. She's in a loony bin in Colorado Springs.
What I was doing in Colorado is irrelevant.
It's where I might be shortly. I think it's real relevant.
You know, I don't believe you know how to tell a story. She was a little bitty thing. Scrawny, scared, wobbling around on platform sandals. She was the newest, the youngest, and the worst waitress in the bar. There was a little bar outside of Amarillo, Texas, right next to a motel. I remember she was wearing some kind of rayon-like uniform, hardly covered on, with some kind of metal things on the front.
Propellers.
Propellers? Is that what they were?
You didn't know that? The place was called the Flyby, and that the motif was airplanes. You mean all this time you didn't know my little metal things were propellers? You're the one who doesn't know how to tell a story. U.S. comes through that door like the Archangel Gabriel, and he lifted me out of all that misery. And he gave me new hair. And then he gave me new boots. And a mink coat. And a pink Continental. And a charge card at Neiman's. And I swear, if you don't believe in prayers, miracles, all you gotta do is look at me. I mean, I am living proof. Fancy? What?
What did your boobs look like before?
Don't touch that table. Now get the camera ready. Stand over there. Don't forget to focus, okay?
Go sit in Daddy's chair.
Well, what? I don't want to be in the pictures. What did you turn the light on for?
Never mind. Hit the button on the left of the desk drawer.
Man, the button. Okay. I'm waiting. Your father's very strange. Now take the picture.
Okay, duck.
Good, now Eric, turn the light. Let's get out of here. Can't take you anywhere. Now be careful of the table.
Let's get out. Yeah. Oh. Where'd you stop?
My dominoes just went down.
He said, you're responsible for the lunchroom. You know how he talks.
I said, sure.
Yeah.
Come on, Lou.
What you think?
Come on, Rick. Stay down.
He said, and you let that black man serve. I said, Mr. Bates, Mr. Morehouse hired him. I didn't hire him.
Come on.
Two more months, my friend. That's what it's taking care of my kids.
Can I take a picture?
Oh, what a show, Chris. Come on, let me get fixed.
Now then, I was employed. What was I talking about?
You were talking about when you were in England.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and says, that I was employed by an English lord.
Lord who, sir?
A fellow called Lord Cavendish. Now, he met his fellow Bates. Met him in a theatre queue somewhere. Don't quite know where. But they were talking to each other, and it turned out they were both gamblers, so they arranged to play a game of billiards.
Yes.
A billiards, they were the bowl, a couple of balls, a few pockets. Yeah. And at any rate, my friend, my lord, my boss, had a bit of luck, and he won a herd of cattle. I don't know, elephants or something, about 700 of them. And Bates tripped them over on a 747, first class, and that was 1978. Good heavens, time goes quickly. And 79 it must have been. Well, Bates came over again and he won me.
Maybe Lord Cavendish will get better at pool.
God bless him, God bless him. Yes, to Cavendish, may his pool game improve.
Well, paste something. Paste this down there.
No, no, don't move that over here.
Why not?
Because it doesn't balance out the three things. You put it across the top. Big headline.
That's a good idea.
Jack, you know, the morning crew comes in at 8.
What morning crew?
At the Bugle.
For what?
Well, we need a press, don't we? It's the only press in town, isn't it?
You want to use your father's press to print our newspaper?
Yeah, it's going to irk them.
I think.
Were you ever a thief?
Shut up. What? Don't you know it's part of the black cultural imperative?
Come on, here. Grab this. Take the pen.
What?
You know what? I've got the key.
You got the key? If you had the key, why didn't you tell me you had the key?
Because you didn't ask.
I didn't.
Evening.
Evening. Evening. Have a nice evening.
Jack, we really could put out a paper every week. Not just about Daddy, but about everything else that's wrong. Best of all, I wouldn't have to go back to that school.
Well, you don't have to worry about military school. Now we got our negative, and the next phase is to the press.
No, no, gotta make a plate.
Is there anything you don't know? Huh?
Police department, please.
That's it.
That's
great.
That's it.
Don't you shoot.
Let's get out of here. Freeze.
Put your hands up.
Jesus. Don't go, buddy.
You can't arrest me. My name is...
Hey, quick.
And one of his gangs came up and stuck one of them guns in my rib.
What a dirty sucker.
Right now, that's one
to
me. I don't know. What the hell is he doing?
I've got some friends.
Wait a minute. Those aren't my friends. Some kind of problem?
What do you think, Miss O'Brien?
Forget you know me.
Jack, I give up. My last one.
Me too. I'm still fishing.
Oh, man, am I tired. Thank God.
Miss Bates, sir.
Good morning,
sir. This newspaper was distributed this morning by your son and Mr. Brown. I thought you should take a look at it.
Eric is responsible for this.
And Jack Brown, sir.
I want them both here in my office. Now. Of those papers that you hand out?
About 1,000.
I want every one of those papers accounted for. And then I want them shredded. Let Carter do it. I want you back here.
We're going to make twice as many tomorrow. Sell them, pay you back.
One little trick you will not manage.
Want to bet?
I assume, Brown, you know the penalties for libel.
There's nothing in there everyone doesn't know.
I say they're lies. They're lies.
But it's the truth.
The truth? Truth has nothing to do with reality. You have to deal with reality. In reality, any one of these people, with a little persuasion, will say what I want them to say. Because I am reality. Morehouse... Take your pants down.
Sir?
I said, take your pants down. Right here. Right now.
I have to?
Well, you value your job.
Hey.
That's reality. Get dressed. You know, Mr. Brown, maybe I could use your talents on the Bugle.
Cleaning lady get fired?
Starting Monday, in the newsroom. A press guard, salary, everything. Go ahead.
Bad out there.
Bruce.
Well, I got a job. I guess I can be happy about that.
I don't see what you're so happy about getting a job. Come on, Monday morning, my father's going to tell you to drop your pants in front of the world, and you're going to do it. Treat people like nothing, Jack. Come on, didn't you read our paper? I can see it now. Headline, Jack Brown sold out today at U.S. base, as expected.
What do you want me to do, man? Starve to death? What, do you think I can feed myself on high ideals and principles? Well, I can't.
But you're world class.
Got your head in this American dream, man. It works for you. I don't blame you, but it doesn't work for me. Things like truth, justice, and the American way just do not work for me, okay? It's a grown-up world, and I'm playing grown-up games.
Well, you could have come to Houston with me.
That's what, man? Your toy?
No. It's my friend.
Damn, man. I am your friend, Eric. Angela, if you ever love me, trust me. I can take care of it myself. By the way, this is Eric.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Eric.
Angela.
You better be right. You better be right. All right, come on, let's go back. Let's get in the van.
All right, come on, let's
come
go.
On.
Get
in the van.
Come on,
oh, let's go.
Nobody knows a garden party like you at the band stage. U.S., I just want you to know how much I appreciate you throwing this party for us like this. You know, these old-line Democrats don't normally support us young liberals.
Now, Senator, we agreed to keep this under our hat, remember? If they knew this was a fundraiser, we'd be here all alone.
Oh, we wouldn't want that.
Pardon me.
Yes,
sir. Oh, U.S., you remember my good buddy and fellow clan member, Clancy?
Hi, how are you, U.S.? Good to see you.
The Klan really appreciates what you're doing here, U.S.
These Democrats don't know or support us. I mean, not in the open.
Now, Clarence, we agreed to keep that under our hat. Remember? They knew this was a fundraising thing. We'd be all alone. Hey, come on over and meet the senator.
Senator, wants to meet a friend of mine by the name of Clarence.
This is
the senator.
How do you do, sir? It's a pleasure.
Sir.
Take a little picture of these two.
Yes, sir.
And make it good.
I'm playing with your son. The question is, what the hell you doing here, Mr. Bates?
You're fired!
Senator, you know who you're taking a picture with?
No, who?
The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's going to surprise a lot of people I know who voted for you. And he's going to get a lot of mileage out of that picture in Washington, ain't you, Mr. Bates?
You're fired.
You in trouble with the FCC or the IRS or the FBI, Mr. Bates?
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Music, everybody dance.
Thank you.
Ah!
The house, Mr. May. Please don't shoot me. Not my mother. The house, May. The house.
Come in. You saved my life, so I guess I owe you one.
After what I did to your party, Mr. Bates, I think we're even, okay?
No, that kid loves you. He never loved me.
I'm sorry to hear that. You ought to try talking to him.
Yeah, I talked to him. But he won't talk to me.
He's just a sonny love chef. I mean, you gotta hug him.
You mean physically?
Have you ever let your son sit on your lap and put your arms around him and talk to him? Like, pretend I'm Eric. You be Dad, right? And I'm home for a week. Dad, I haven't seen you in a long time. I haven't seen you last. I know, Dad. Oh.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, but trust me, okay? Come on, Dad, let's sit down. Come on. Come on, Pops. How you doing? Boy, I had a great time all year. Sit in your lap. Hi, Dad. How you doing? Hey, hug me. Come on. Hug me. Now say I love you.
I love you.
Say it.
I love you.
Say it louder.
I love you.
You laugh.
Oof.
You laugh? You kinky little devil, you.
Eric, I want you to understand something. Whenever I drill an oil well, buy a cable system, open a store, it's for you. When you grow up, you'll control South Central Louisiana. And that's some trick.
Yes, advice for people, not about your power.
Jack hasn't got any power. Of course it's people for him. He has nothing else.
Is the most important thing, friends.
I'm trying to talk to you, Eric.
He says you don't have any friends. He also says you know two kinds of people. Ones that owe you, ones you owe.
All right. I've heard enough about Jack. That's it. Eric, I'm trying. Give me a chance. How about you and me going to Europe together? No reason for you to go back to camp this summer again. We'll go to London, Paris, Rome. Well, it might have been a nice trip.
Hello, Mr. Bates.
Hi,
good to
Charlie.
See you. How things going? You know, that storm we're concerned about seems to be moving to the southwest, so I don't think there's really any problems. Mr. Bates, Eric! Eric! Eric!
Jesus! Come on, Thibodeau, follow that kid!
Hey, kid. Eric, no.
What's running away? What is that running away?
I want to stay with you, Jack.
No. Now, listen to me. I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I don't like this mean game you're playing with your old man. I mean, he's reaching out to you. Bob's trying. He's making an effort. You're not. I know you're a better person than that. Better give the man a break. You to be what's right, yeah? Jeez. You, your father, and me, we gotta be the strangest people on earth. You know that? Ever two people needed each other, it's you and your father.
You know, he's right. I do need you. And I love you.
I love you, Daddy. I really love you.
I really love you. Get in the car, son.
Jack, you know that job I offered you?
On the newspaper, sir?
It's for Reed.
You won't be sorry, U.S.
U.S., you're allowed. And next year, he's going to have 2 weeks. 1 week with me, 1 week with you.
Take it easy, Eric.
See you later, Jack.
Yeah, boy, Mr. Bates.
Jack, we're okay, us.
I'm okay, me too.
All right, Jack, I'll be right here.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, you got some rich friends.
That's all right, Robert, that's all right. Mr. Brown. Oh, Mr. Brown.
You want to talk to me, Jack Brown?
Oh, hi, Mr. Brown. I don't know whether you remember me or not. I'm Honey Ruffles. No, this
honey?
Is Attorney Russell's wife.
Honey
we
Ruffle?
Had at the basis party.
We did?
Come on, Mr. Brown. I want to talk to you just
fully,
a minute. Yes. Listen, Fancy and I were talking the other day, and she was telling me what a wonderful job you've done on the U.S., your son.
Now, that's
I
U.S.
I was wondering if it would be possible for you to come and spend, like, a few weeks with us and sort of help us with our son, Eugene.
You no. No, no, no.
Up yours, you mother. Eugene!
Oh, Mr. Brown. Oh, God, he'll never do that.
Oh, no!
Mr. Brown,